Begin the current daf, Masechtas Kinim daf Chav Gimel. Begin on the top line of the Yom, we begin the second parag, parag hen stuma, which means the unspecified nest, which is the unspecified pair of birds, which is a continuation of the theme of the first parag, the previous daf, which spoke about three different types of tarevis, of mixtures of these birds, which spoke about a chatzisayif and the oilisayif, and there's nidava, which are two oilis, and then there's the chayvais, the obligatory pairs of birds that certain types of people have to bring, which one is chatzis, one is oila. And our parak now goes and takes those three cases and says the cases in the reverse. It goes to the last case, then the second case, then the first case, but it adds an additional variable, which is this idea about being a suffix. We don't even know if even these mixtures happen, which creates more confusion, more difficulty in the permutations of the cases. So that we begin, ken satuma, the unspecified pair of birds. Now, as Mefarish points out, the same halacha would apply even if they were specified for the case that we're going to describe, but there's an added chiddush over here where we don't have to say that when the birds were specified, and as we're going to describe this case that we're talking about, that the birds, one's the chatzis, one's the oila, and one flies away, that then they're unrelated one with the other. And obviously, if one flies away, then you'll just take a pair for the other one that was already specified. Let's say one's the chatzis, one's the oila, and the oila flies away. So you get a new oila for that chatzis. And that the Mishnah is telling us that even the unspecified pair, even though when they're together, they're really essentially one unit because they weren't specified which is which. So you would think when one flies away that the other one would have to die. That's what we're saying, that no, this halacha is going to be that they'll take a peer for it even when it's unspecified. And there's other interpretations too that it's necessary for the case of the sefer that we're going to talk about. But that's what the Mishnah says, that when you have an unspecified, which means it wasn't designated yet from this pair of birds, which one's the chatzis, which the oila, that we don't have to tell you if sheparach mimenu goizel aver, that if one of the birds flies out to the ear in the world, that there may be, okay, each one will come back, and therefore it retains its status. So even though it doesn't come back, you could just take another pair for the second one. The way the Mefarsh explains it, rather, it's coming to say, chiddush, oisha parach lebein hamesis. Or even if, let's say, one of the birds didn't just fly out into the world, it went to amongst birds that have to be left to die because of their status, that they're invalid, so they have to be left to die, where now it can't even come back what it got mixed into. Or let's say one of the two birds died, where it's for sure not coming back. Still, in either one of these cases, that doesn't affect the remaining bird. You'll just take a second pair, another bird, for that second one that's left over, and then you'll have your pair of birds. That's if it just goes out into the world. It says the Mishnah, Parach lebein hakreves. So let's say the bird flies amongst those birds, which are another set of unspecified birds, which are going to be sacrificed. Another pair of birds. One of these birds flies into a pair of another pair of birds, which is going to be the primary concept of the next Mishnah. So halacha is pasul. So this bird that flew into that other pair of birds, so there's two pairs of birds. From one pair, one bird flew into the other pair of birds. So it's invalid to sacrifice it in the place where it flew into. Now, as the Rashi explains, although really, technically, it's possible that, as we'll describe, that it could be sacrificed, we're calling it invalid, either because through it flying into that second pier, you're losing out one of the birds from that other pier from sacrificing, or also because since this bird is flying to where it's flying, it's not going to go and be valid for the obligations of the first owner where it flew out from, so although maybe it'll be sacrificed, it'll be kosher, but therefore we're calling it pasul. And additionally, it also invalidates correlating a bird that where it flew out from, which is that there was however many pair of birds it is, but when it flies out, it not only validates itself, so to speak, where it went to, but also another bird from where it came from. And the reason is, as the Mishnah says, as we'll describe in the next Mishnah, shagoz la pereach, is when you have a bird that flies to another pair of birds, pasul, it itself was invalid. And it also invalidates another one correlating. That's the general rule that the Tana is giving. And then he explains now in Mishnah Bey's case, how so? So the Tana describes this case. Shtei nashim. It's two women. Lezu shtei kinim, ulezu shtei kinim. Each one had two pairs of birds. Now, parach, one bird flew, mizu lezu, from one woman's birds to the other woman's birds. Says the Mishnah, Paisel Echad Balichasar. So it invalidates one in its going. In other words, from where it left from, besides itself, that becomes invalid, like we described in the place where it got mixed into, either it or another one, a bird from where it came from is also going to be invalidated. So like we're describing, if let's say one bird flies from two pairs of birds, which is four birds, and one bird flies away, and it goes into another woman's two pairs of birds. So now, although each woman started with four, now that one bird flew to the other woman's birds, the original woman has three birds now, and the second woman has five birds. So that's what the Mishnah is telling us. In the woman who has the three birds now, she could only sacrifice two birds. That's what saying it's Paislacha Kenegdai, meaning only one as a chatas and one as an oila. Now the reason for this is if she would make two oilas, the problem is she's making two oilas. That means to say automatically, and this is what we described in the previous stuff, when you have a pair of birds, when you make one type, the other one's automatically designated as the other type because you have one chatas, one oila. So if you knew both of the oilas, so it comes out the third remaining one is a chatas, but additionally the one that flew into the other woman's birds is also a chatas. Now the problem is then the woman who has five birds is only going to be able to bring in the important concept in all these halachas, and we want to limit the amount of those that are going to be invalidated. That woman will only be able to bring two chatois, because it's like the halacha we mentioned in the first parak on the previous daf of chatas and nesarva b'chayva. Automatically, now it comes that the bird that flew away was a chatas that got mixed into obligatory pairs of birds. The halacha is only going to be kosher according to the amounts of chatois that are in the chayva, which are only two chatois. Because she had four birds originally, two out of the four are chatois. She's only going to be able to bring two out of all the birds that she has over there. But the way we're going to describe, she could bring more, but even now, that we're not establishing the status of the bird that flew into her birds. Because, not as a chatas, not as na'ila, because we're saying that the woman who has the three birds is only bringing two out of the four birds. And she has three, she's not bringing that third one. So its peer is not being designated, the one that flew into the one that's by the five. But the one who has the five birds is only going to be able to bring, and that's what the Mishnah is saying when it says it's pasal. Paislacha Kenegdai is the one that came from, which we're saying instead of three, she bring two. Additionally, the one that has five is only going to be able to bring four. Two chatois and two oilas. Because if she would bring either three chatois or three oilas, problem is maybe she's going to be bringing from the two pairs from her own birds and not from the one that's mixed into it. And the problem is by two pairs of birds, you could only have two oilas and two chatois. And this one that's invalid or in the place where it got mixed into, we're saying it's invalid and invalidates the one where it came from, as we explained. So therefore, the one who has five could only bring four, the one who has three could only bring two. That's possible. We'll put Slacha Kenegdai, as we described, because the one who has five, obviously one is from the other one, and even if she could sacrifice it, but we don't know, the three that she's going to be bringing as a chatas or three as a oila might be her own, which she's bringing more than she could. And therefore, again, we said that she'll bring two and she'll bring four. Now, that's what the Mishnah continues and says, that when we're saying when it's parach, mizulazu, when it flew from this one to this one, so it said, Paisalachat balichasa. So it validates one pier when it goes. Now, continues the Mishnah, chazer, when then it goes back and flies back from the one that had the five birds to the one that has the three birds, where now both have the same amounts that they started off with, the original four. Now, it could have been that it was the same bird that flew from one, and then that same bird flew back, and then it would be okay. Each one could bring their chatas and the oila, and then all the birds could be sacrificed. However, the problem is, we don't know. It might be a different bird. So therefore, says the Mishnah, now, Poitzelechet Bechazir Rasai, now it invalidates a pair of birds on its way back from the place where it flew from the second pair of birds, meaning besides that bird or the one that became invalidated when they got mixed into there, when it had five at one point. So we said, you can't bring all five. You can bring four, like we said in the first case. We said the one with three is losing one, and the one with five is losing one. So that was one pair of birds. Now it's losing another pair of birds, because now, in this one that has four, you could actually only sacrifice one chatas, one oila, and so to the one that had originally three, and now it's back to four. As we said before, already could only bring one chatas, one oila, and so to over here. Why? Because maybe this second time when it's flying a bird from the second woman back to the first woman, maybe it's from her original two pairs of birds and not the one that originally got mixed into it. Like we said, if it was the original one that got mixed into it, fine, everything would be back to normal. It's not. And maybe now she's really left with only three birds from her original two pairs of birds, and she has as her fourth one the one that flew from the first one originally, and so too by the second time. Now, so therefore, the problem is as follows. If you're going to do in any one of the two places, the two women, who now each have four birds. If you're going to bring, let's say, for example, one woman will bring two oilas and one chatas, the problem is, that means to say that then the one who flew to the second side is automatically chatas. Because if you're doing two oilas and one chatas, that means to say that the fourth one, wherever it is, which we're saying possibly went to the other woman, is a chatas. Now the problem is then actually you're gonna make it lose even more, that you're not gonna be able to sacrifice two chatas the way we described and two oilas, because each woman, like we described, which we could describe shortly, it could be a little bit different, but each one's going to bring one oil, one chatas, one oil, one chatas, which is two chatas, two oilas. No, actually, now you're only going to be able to bring one chatas and not two chatas, because maybe all the three chatas that are done on either side, maybe it's from the two pairs of birds from one woman, and you can't do that. So therefore, if they want to, each woman, who we don't know which birds are exactly hers, but we said the minimum that, or the maximum that they could do, as each one could bring one ayla and one chatas, or if you want to, one woman could bring two aylas and one chatas, and the other one could bring one chatas, or one could bring two chatas and one ayla, and the other one could bring one ayla. But the point is, the ultimate combination is only able to be where you can have two chatas and two aylas. Like we said, that when you have the one with the five and one flying back, it actually might not be the one that flew from the other one. It might be from its four, one flying over there. So actually, it loses one from where it came from and the one where it's going to. So therefore, we're losing over here another pair of birds from the calculation. So it's Pais Lechem B'chazirasi. Continues the Mishnah. Let's say Parch V'chazir. Again, we got these jumpy birds. And another bird that now flies back from the first one to the second one. Parch V'chazir, let's say, flies and goes back. Says the Tan at this point already Lo Hifzeklum. It doesn't lose anything when it flies and comes back, or flies and comes back. Sha'afilehin Murav is because even if, let's say, all eight birds, which there were originally four pairs of birds, and now they're all together, even if they're all mixed together, still in Parchas Mishtaim, that would not make less than the two pairs of birds that we described in the previous case. In other words, two pairs of birds are automatically going to be kosher, because that's going to come out to be two oilas and two chatais, which we explained in the previous daf. We had a Mishnah that said, chaybish in this arba zu bazu, when you have two obligatory korbanos mixed one with the other, shnayim lazu, v'shnayim lazu. We said, mechza kasher, mechza posa, as we described in the previous daf, that the calculation comes out that at least half is going to be valid. So therefore, if all eight birds, four pairs, are mixed together, half of the pairs, which is two pairs, are going to be valid. Now, but three chatayis, so three oilas, that you can't do, because again, that might be from the two pairs of birds of that same one woman, which is only allows two chatayis and two oilas, and if you can do three, that's going to be invalid. So therefore, that you're not going to have less than the two pairs of birds in the case we described. So even if it's flying back, it's still going to be two pairs of birds that are valid. Now, continues Mishnah Gimel. Let's say lezuachas. Let's say there's a bunch of women. One has one pair of birds. Ulazu Shtaim, the second woman, has two pairs of birds. Ulazu Gimel, this third one, has three pairs of birds. Ulazu Dal, this one, the fourth one, has a four pairs of birds. Ulazu Hey, this one, has five pairs of birds. Ulazu Vav, the sixth woman, has six pairs of birds. Ulazu Zayin, and the seventh woman, has seven pairs of birds, and they're all unspecified. They weren't yet earmarked which one's Chatas Ayla from all these women. So says the Tanum, Parach min Rishayna Lishnia. So let's say one bird flies from the first woman, who has one, we're going to call first, second, each one has that amount of pairs of birds. The first woman flies one bird to the second woman. So automatically, her remaining bird is invalid. Why? If you're going to make it into a chatas, that means to say that the one that flew away, as we said, automatically becomes an oila. Now then, you're not going to have to sacrifice in the second woman, and also all the next birds that, as we described the case, that it flies and flies and flies into, which it might be that original bird, we don't know, each one we have that doubt, you only have to sacrifice the half that are oilas, like a halacha of oilish in the Sarav B'chei that we said in the previous daf, when the oil get mixed into obligatory karbonas, it's only kosher according to the amount of oilas that are in the obligatory ones, which you can be losing a lot that way. Now, so therefore, you can't go ahead and sacrifice that one because of the loss of all the other ones, which is going to create much more invalidations. So therefore, you're stuck with it. You can't use it for anything because it's going to automatically designate the one that flew away. Now, when it goes and flies from the second one, Ulishlishes, to the one who has three pairs of birds, now maybe it came from that her own two pairs of birds, which got mixed into the third woman with her three pairs of birds. And maybe the one that flew from the second one to the second one, maybe that remained with the second one. So therefore, the second woman can only make from her two pairs of birds, at this point, only two birds. One's a chatas, one's a oila, because if she's going to bring two oilas, maybe from the birds of the second one, she's going to be making it. If that's the case, it's going to be established that her bird that flew out into the third one, if she's doing two oilas, are going to be automatically as a chatas. And then you run into the same problem. Then you're not going to be able to make with the third one. And all those future ones only have chatas, because it's going to be chatas in the Sarva B'chaibas. So too, when it flies from the third one, Ulravias, to the fourth one. Now here too, we don't know. Maybe it's from the birds of the third one herself that it flew, and therefore she's only left with five birds, with addition with the bird that came from the second one that got mixed to it. Now, if so, you could only make in these three pairs of birds only two chatois and two oilis because of the other bird that got mixed into the fourth one, like we said. Because if you're going to bring another one, oh, okay, that is the one by the fourth one. And again, it's only going to be able to bring that amount, kaminyan shebechayv. So too, when it flies from the fourth one, ulechamishis, to the fifth one. So it's only going to be valid in the fourth one, only three chatois and three oilis. As we said, you keep on losing one pair, the one that went away, and also, and the one that came to it you can't use, and the one that you're going to use, it's left over, might designate the one that went away. So too, when it flies from the fifth one, ulashishis, to the sixth one, so again, that also invalidates by the fifth one, one pair of birds, and only be valid, only four chatois and four oilis. And so too, when it flies from the sixth one, ulashvias, to the seventh one, it's only going to be kosher by the sixth one, only five chatois and five oilis, because again, if you're going to do six oilis, so then the one that flew to the seventh one is going to be automatically established as a chatas, and you're only going to be able to make by the seventh one, only seven chatois. Now, that's so far what it would be. But continues the Mishnah. Let's say then the chazar. Now that it could have been the same bird. We don't know. It jumped from one to the second, but it might have been other birds. We don't know. Went all the way to the seventh one. Now, when it goes back from the seventh one and flies to the sixth one, maybe it's not that one that originally came from the sixth one that's coming back now. Maybe it's from the pairs of birds of the seventh one that's flying into the sixth one. And therefore it invalidates by the seventh one two birds. As we said, whenever it goes, it's either one, it's you're losing a pair of birds. So it's only going to be kosher six chatois and six oilis by the seventh one, because if you're going to do, let's say, seven chatois, so it's going to establish the one that flew and got mixed into the sixth one, then to all the other ones as all as oilis, and you're only going to be able to sacrifice half birds as oilis, and the other half is automatically going to be invalidated, like we said, like when you have an oilis in the Sava B'cheva. So we don't want that to be like that. So therefore, you don't sacrifice that remaining one by the birds of the seventh one. Then when it flies from the sixth to the fifth, and so on, it invalidates a pair of birds when it goes and when it comes back. So it's invalidating when it's coming back. Another pair of birds, when it jumps from either one, everyone that's coming from is losing another pair of birds. So now you're only going to have valid by the sixth one, only four chatois and four oilis, because you're losing another pair of birds, which before we said it could be five chatois and five oilis, which is a pair each one. And then when you take off a pair, each one goes down one. Because maybe from the sixth one, it flew from the body itself. And one time it went to the seventh one, one time it went to the fifth one, different ones. So now you're only left with 10 birds from itself. Now, as we said, if you're going to do five chatois and five oilis, maybe the two birds that flew away to either direction, one when a halichas, one by a chazirasai, are going to be sacrificed as oilis. And then it's going to make that the six birds, if let's say it's going to make that you're doing seven oilis because you're sacrificing from the other ones. Or maybe you're going to make them as chatois, and therefore it's going to come out in the six pairs of birds. Again, you could only have six chatois and six oilis, and therefore you could only go ahead now and sacrifice the four chatois and four oilis, because you can't designate the other ones. Now, when it goes from the fifth one to the fourth one, so it's only going to be kosher by the fifth one, only three chatois and three oilis, same idea. When it goes from the fourth to the third, it's only going to be kosher by the fourth one, only two chatois and two oilis, and so too, if you're going to make three chatois, by the one that from the fourth one, if you do three, problem is you might make from the two that flew out from the fourth one, one by the third one to the fifth one, two chatois, and then you're going to be having five chatois, which you can't have by the fourth one because you can only have from four pairs of birds four chatois. Therefore, it's only been kosher by the fourth one, only two chatois and two oilis. And so, when it goes from the third to the second one, it's only been kosher by the third one, only one bird for chatas and one bird for an oila. Now, actually, the Mefarshim bring a question on this and say, wait a second. Although from the third one, it flew out two birds, one when it was going to the fourth one, and one was coming back to the second one, but still you're left with from the bodies of the third one, we said you're left with four birds. So why can't you make two chatois and two oilis? Because even though we're saying that when it flew into the fourth one, it was saying that you're going to make it oilo chatas, what's the problem? In three pairs of birds, you could make three oilis and three chatois, because the one that flew into the second time when it was on its way back, in the second woman, you're not sacrificing anything by her, because as we're going to shortly quote in the Mishnah, it says Shni Ein Leklum, because now she's already depleted, like we said, you're losing one pair going, she's down to nothing. So therefore it should have said by the third woman you could sacrifice two pairs of birds, and then say by the second one she has nothing, or actually then say that by the third, say that by the second one then you could sacrifice one pair, and by the third one pair, because the whole reason is why you lose, because the designation of the other one, but the second one you're not bringing anything anyway. So you're not losing by what's getting designated by there, so bring by the third one still another pair of birds. So that the Rishonim explained that it's actually because of Gzeira, that we invalidate one pair of birds when it goes, and one pair of birds when it comes back. And the reason for that is because since the other pairs of birds, let's say from the fourth one and on, the fourth, fifth, and sixth, so on, where there we are invalidating two pairs of birds, one when it goes, one when it comes back, because there we are making a gezeira, because we are concerned the one that's going into, it might be that one, the other part, and then it's going to designate the other one. So therefore, the same thing is by the third and the second one, that we're going to make that same gezeira, even though you're right, in practicality, it wouldn't really apply. But the seventh one is not invalidated, only one pair of birds, because it didn't go from it only one bird when it came back. So then invalidates one pair of birds. But because when it went, it didn't invalidate, so therefore there's no reason for invalidating another one, because it doesn't have the halicha, it only has the chazara. But explains the Mishnah, as we described, Harishayin Vashne in Laklum. So now the first and the second one were down to nothing. We said the Rishayin already lost Balichase, because it only had one pair of birds. Once it goes, we said, as we described, the other one you can't, the remaining one bird you can't sacrifice, because if you do Oila, it's Mechatas, and all the other birds that it's flying into are all going to be limited to the amount of Chatas that are over there, so that lost right away. The Shnia lost when it came back. That's what we asked the question. We said, if it's not bringing anything, so what's the problem? The remaining bird by the third one should be sacrificed. But that's what we said, that's a Gezer. But the second one also doesn't have anything. At this point, Hashlishas Yeshlo Echas, so the third one who had three pairs now is left with one, because we said that you lose one pair of birds every time it goes, and when it comes back, as we described, because of when it's going, then you're losing that one, and then also you can't do the remaining one because it's designated. And so it's on the way back. We don't know where it came from. So the one that went, and the one that went, it might be from its own, so you lost that one. And then the remaining one you also can't do because it's designated the other one. So each one you're really taking off now two pairs. So Haravias Yeshlashtaim, the one who had four now only has two. Hamishas Yeshlashos, the one who had five now has three. Hashishas Yeshlarba, the one who had six only has four. And Hashvias Yeshlashesh, seventh one, as we described, it doesn't lose two, it only loses one. It went from seven to six because, like we said, it didn't have the Alechasa, it only had the Chazarasa. So it didn't go from seven to eight, it only went back to six and five, so therefore it goes down to six. Now, continues the time. Let's say Parach. So the Mefarish actually explains, which the Rush contends with this, he says that we're not going back when we're saying, okay, now it's flying back again, that it's not going in the first and the second one, because since there you're not sacrificing any of them, he considers them as chatois hamesis. And actually he says if it actually would fly from one of those pairs of birds into the other pairs, actually would be yamusu kulum, all of them would have to die, as the Tana actually is going to tell us, which according to Mefarish actually makes more sense, according to the simple understanding is going on what the Mishnah had previously said, if it flies from the dead ones to all of them, they all have to die. Rather, he says, going on from the third one. If it flew from the third one to the fourth and to the fifth and the sixth and so on, that's what we're told about, that it flew back again. But again, the Rush contends, he says, doesn't consider them as chatois hamesis. It's just out of doubt that you can't sacrifice them, but they're not really hamesis. But that's how the Mefarish explains it. So, if now Parach again it flew, and then V'chazer, and then it comes back, so here it's going from the back from the seventh to the sixth and so on until the third. So now from the seventh, you're losing two birds. One the first time it came back, and the second time that it came back. So now the seventh one, the first one went down to six. Now it's going back down to five. You can bring only five oilers and five chatois. Because if you do six oilers, maybe the two birds that went away from it are going to be sacrificed as oilers. And then you can be having eight oilers. And the problem is with seven pairs of birds, you're only allowed to have seven chatois and seven oilers. Now, from the sixth one, you're missing now four birds. Because two when it flew, and when it came back the first time. And two on the second time. So now actually it's only going to be kosher, you're losing another two pairs of birds from it. It's only going to be kosher, two birds for an oilers and two birds for a chatos. Because if you do three oilers, maybe the four that went from it became oilers, and then it would be seven oilers, and you could only do six. By six pairs of birds, only six eilus. And so too, the fifth one is going to be missing another four birds, and the two that went to the sixth and the two that went to the four. So only mikasha by the fifth one, only one eila and one bird for a chatas. Now, Farshir points out also that here's also the question we asked before. Since the fourth one, as we're going to shortly describe, you're not bringing anything, so then you could sacrifice by the fifth one three eilus and three chatois, because even those that went are all oil sachatayis. What's the difference? But we only have over here the fifth one. So therefore, by the fifth one, that you should be able to sacrifice two oilers and two chatayis. But he says again, same idea that we make a gzera every time that it flies or comes back, that it loses two pairs of birds, and we don't differentiate it because it's a gzera zua to zu, because of the other ones, of the other situations. Now, when it flies and comes back a third time, then we say it has nothing, again, as we're going to describe in the Mishnah, besides the seventh one, which is going to have four. And like we said, because we're making this gezeira every time it flies and comes back to lose two pairs of birds. So therefore, it says the Mishnah, you lose one pair when it goes and one pair when it comes back. So now, Hashlish is Varvias in the Klum. The third and the fourth one, they don't have anything. And the Rush throughout, the Rishayim, they keep it in describing, so, but we don't know really what's where. And therefore, out of doubt, they have to bring it. And then they all stipulate together based on the doubts, whose is what, and what they have to now chip in to go ahead and buy new birds. But essentially, those birds, by the third and fourth one, you don't bring anything, because they already lost two more when they came in than when they went, which took them down to nothing. Hachamisha zish la'achas. It first went from five to three, and then when it went park of a chazra again, it lost one balichas of a chazra, so it went from three down to one pair of birds. Hashisha zish la'shtayim, the one that had six now brings two pairs of birds. The seventh one has five pair of birds, like we said, because it only loses one by the chazrasa. It doesn't have anything by the chazrasa. Now, parach v'chazrasa, as we described this case a third time, it flies, it comes back. So again, it loses a pair of birds when it goes and a pair of birds when it comes back. Again, like we said, every time it loses a pair is because when it goes, it might be from its own. And then the one remaining might be the partner of it, and you can't bring that because then it might establish the other ones. And then it loses a pair on the way back also, because it might be another bird that flew away that time. So now, hachamishus vashishus ein lahem klum. The fifth and the sixth one don't have anything, because you already depleted all that counter it because of the possibilities. Hashviyus yish la'arba. Again, the seventh one goes down one more every time, because again, it doesn't have balichasai, it only has bachazarasai, it's down to four. As it continues to be Beis, says the Mishnah of Yeshem, but those who say, Hashviyus lahifsid klum. Actually, the seventh one hasn't lost anything, in other words, in this third time when it flew back. Rather, you're always going to be able to sacrifice amid five pairs of birds, which the three birds that flew away from it, you're left with 11 birds. So you'll be able to make from those 11 birds five chatais and five oilas, because the sixth one doesn't have anything. Now, here we're not going to make a zero by this flying back like the other pairs of birds that we did, because since you're not losing anything, so therefore there's no reason to make a zero regarding when it's going back. Because as Mefarash explains, we're not going that this Yeshem is saying that the seventh one never loses anything, and that you can sacrifice seven chatais and seven oilas, where, because you can make that the other pairs of birds, there's nothing there anyways, so now, okay, it shouldn't lose anything. No, first of all, that's not the terminology, because then it should have said that when it flies now a third time, now you're not bringing any of the other birds anywhere else, so now we don't have any problems, so just bring all these birds, because it's not having any problems with the other ones. No, because the terminology sounds like that it doesn't lose anything now on regarding the third time flying back. You're not going to be able to bring all seven of chatois and then oilas, but you're going to be able to bring, you're not going to lose anything on this last time because it holds the initial gzera, so it did lose originally. But now the last time, when it's going back to six is not bringing anything anyway, so it's not going to go down from five to four. You're always going to be able to bring five chatois and five oilas. Now, concludes the Mishnah, which again, according to Mefarish, is the simple understanding of our Mishnah, which according to Rush, it's Toman in general. Then Parach Menameses. Now, if it flies from those which they're designated to die, which, as we said, because you can't sacrifice in any of them because of the possibilities, you might be doing Chatz Oil in the wrong place, and it gets mixed into the others which they're still able to be sacrificed, so then Hare Kulan Yemusu. Then all of them have to die because you might have one of those that has to be died. You don't know which one you're taking, and that can't be sacrificed anywhere. Chatzos and oil, top of the bottom of the Mizbeach, and therefore they all would have to die. Now we continue with the next Mishnah, Mishnah Dalad, which goes back to the previous case. Like we said, the first parak, the previous Dalad, spoke about three different types of cases. Now it goes back to when the Arma Farashist, regarding when they were specified. Up until now we were describing when it's two different women or the seven different women, they were all Kain Satuma, it's unspecified, like the title of this parak. Now it's in Kain Satuma, let's say you have an unspecified pair of birds, Viken Mefereshis, and you have a specified pair of birds. Now, the way the Mefarish describes it, that this specified pair of birds were, one was a chatzis with an oil, and they got mixed up. You don't know which one's the chatzis and which one's the oil. As he says, obvious from the Sefer of the Mishnah, which says, well, if it flies from the Mefarashis to the Stuma, initially, they all have to die. If they weren't mixed up originally, then why would they have to die? If the oila flew in, so let the remaining chatas be sacrificed. And by the unspecified one, at least you could bring one oila, because that would be the halacha of the when you have an oilish in this arv, that you bring min oilish b'chayva. Rabbi says, talking about that, no, the specified ones were already mixed up. The chatas and oila already mixed up one with the other in the mefarashas. So now the Mishnah is talking about, if let's say one bird from the unspecified pair, parach menasatuma lemefarashas, jumps into to the specified pairs of birds, which we don't know which one's chatas oila, but they're mixed up. From the unspecified, one bird goes and jumps into the mefarashas. So it says the Tana, yikach zug l'sheni. So you could take a pair for the second pair, for the second bird that was remaining in the unspecified pair of birds, and you'll designate which one, one's a chatas, one's a oila, because the fact that one flew away was not a problem. We didn't say which one it is. Now you just take a new bird for it, one will be chatas, one oila. Now the three that are mixed together, the original chatas oila that were mixed together, now the third bird that's also mixed in, they all have to die because you don't know what's what. Now, let's say chazar. Let's say one of the three birds that got mixed together, which it went back and got mixed into the remaining one unspecified bird, or even says the Mishnah Shaparach Menam Fereshes Rishon. Or if let's say initially, new case, when it originally first jumped, it went from one of the specified to the unspecified. And that's when we say Rishon, we mean to say the first jump, it went one of them from the mixed up ones into the unspecified ones. So in either one of these cases, either if it's Chazar or if it's originally the way it was, I recall Nyamusu, so they all have to die. Because since the birds that were specified were mixed up, you can't sacrifice any of them anymore because you don't know which one's a chatzis, which one's a oila. You can't do it in the wrong place. So when it jumps from one of them to another place, that's echemen amesis, sheparach lebin akrevis, and therefore yimusu kulan, all of them have to die. Like I think with Mishnah, hey, chatzis mikan. If let's say there's a bird that's specified as a chatzis on one side, va'oila mikan, and then you have a bird that's specified as a oila on the second side. There's a tuma be'emtza. And you have an unspecified pair of birds, a ken satuma, that's in the middle. And parach mena emtza litzadadin, and then it jumps from the middle one to the sides. Echad helich vechad helich, one this way, meaning one bird goes to the right side, and one bird goes to the left side, says the Mishnah, lo hifsiklum. So you haven't lost anything, because the one that got mixed with the chatas will also be brought as a chatas, and the one that got mixed with the ayla will be brought as an ayla. Because again, there was an unspecified pair of birds. One side was one chatas bird, one was an ayla. If it jumped either one to either side, so now, okay, you'll bring the one with the ayla as an ayla, the one with the chatas as a chatas. Eliyama, but he should say, Zeshahalachetzel chatoy is chatas, the one that went to the chatoyas is a chatas, Zeshahalachetzel ayla is ayla, and the one that went to the aylas is an ayla. But, says the Mishnah, Chazal emtza, now, if now went back from the sides, one from one side and one from the other side, and they got mixed in together in the middle. So the ones in the middle, they have to be left to die. Because you have a chatz and oila that's mixed together. But the ones that are left on either side, okay, well, they could be sacrificed as their halachas. The one on the right side would be sacrificed as chatois. The ones on the left side would be sacrificed as oilas. Whether it's the original oila or the one that we subsequently made as an oila, they could be sacrificed as that. Now, continues the Mishnah, the girsa is chazru uparach min emtza litzdadin. Now, but let's say it goes back, and again, this could be all the same bird, we don't know, it could be different birds. Now, when it jumps from the middle one back to the sides, harikul and yimusu, now they all have to die, because they have oil and chatas that mixed together, we don't know, it might be, and therefore you can't sacrifice in either one places, and therefore they all have to be left to die. Now, continues the Tanam as an introduction to actually what's going to be relevant for the end of the next perek. Says the Tana, Eimavian Tyrant Keneged Bnei Yoina. You can't bring a turtle dove correlating to a young pigeon, because there's two types of birds that can be brought for the Karbana Sa'if, for the Chatz Dev Na'il Sa'if. Either turtle doves, which are a certain type and they're older, or pigeons that are young pigeon. So you can't bring one of one type and one of the other type. But like Bnei Yoina Keneged Tyrant, and neither could you bring young pigeons correlating to turtle doves, because you have to bring, when you bring your obligatory karbanas, they both have to be from the same species as the Braisa teach out in Teres Kayanim, the source that both have to be from the same type, and they're not valid if they're one from one type and one from another type. Now, therefore, says the Mishnah, Kate said, how is this relevant? Let's say a woman brings her, as we said, by her obligatory karbanas, one's a chatas, one's a eilis. So she brings her chatas bird as a turtle dove, but her eilis she brings as a young pigeon. Says the Tana, that's not valid. Tichva v'tavi, I lost the turtle. So she has to go back and bring her oila now from the same species, which the chatas, which is the turtle dove. Now, let's say she brought Oila Satar. Let's say she first brought her Oila as a turtle dove, and her Chatas as a young pigeon. She has to go back and bring her Oila as a young pigeon from the same species as the Chatas, because the Chatas is the primary, even though that was the second one that was brought. Now, at that point, Benazayim, he disagrees. He says, no, Holchan Acha Arishin. We go based on the first one. Since her first one she brought was her Oila, that was a turtle dove first, so actually she has to go back now and bring her Chatas from the same species, from a turtle dove, from the same species that her Oila was originally brought from. Which, the Rishonim bring a question on this, which it sounds like here that an Oila that sacrificed before a Chatas, according to Benazai, who says that you go and do over the Chatas from the same species of Oila, is going to be valid. Which actually, even according to Tanakama, who he says that no, you have to bring over the oil from the same species as the Chatas, but it sounds a bit if it was from the same species, that even if it was brought first, it would be kosher, even though the oil is before the Chatas. So it is obvious from the end of the Mishnah that says a woman that brings her Chatas and she dies, then the Yershin bring her oil. But if they bring her oil and she dies, they don't bring her Chatas, because that's Chatas Shemiz Balao, but it sounds like if that wasn't a problem, they would bring it, even though the oil is going to be before the Chatas. So it sounds like the Oila is valid before the Chatas. Difficulty is, the Gemara tells us that if you think the Oila is going to be sacrificed, is a sacrifice, but the Master says that's the Bana'av, wherever there's a Chatas, and the Oila, you have to bring the Chatas before the Oila, even if you have a Chatas Oiv and the Oila is Be'ema, you first bring the Chatas Oiv. How can we say here it's valid if the Oila is first? So the Gemara says, oh, Metzora is different because the Torah says Vehela, which, even though by Metzora it says Chatas first, it's telling us from Vehela that it's not going to be Ma'akiv. It sounds like anywhere else, where it doesn't say Vehela, it is Ma'akiv if the Oila is going to be first. So how are we saying Oila could be brought up first over here? So it brings from Rabbeinu Chaim that no, the truth is, nowhere is it Ma'akiv. You could, as our Mishnah told us, have the Oila first, although the Chatas should be brought first. But by Metzora, it is necessary to write Vehela, because since it says the terminology of what's called Havaya, it says Zoytia Toiras, which the Gemara Menachas Dev Chavav Menav says that Havaya always connotes Ikuva, that it's Ma'akim, that it's integral. So that's what the Gemara is telling us over there, that Metzora is different from all other Havayas, because although it says Havaya, it would be Ma'akim, but it says Vehela, and there is not going to be Ma'akim. But in general, you don't even have to tell us that, because it's only a mitzvah to have the Chatas first, but the Oila, after the fact, is valid as brought first. And Benazai says, yes, the first one, if it's even the Oila, designates its type that it has to be brought from, whether it's Torah or Bnei Yoina. That concludes the Mishnah. Ha'isha shavi chatas v'meisa. If a woman brings her Chatas and she dies, so yaviu yershin oilasa. So her inheritors bring her carbon Oila. Because an oila is what's called a dairin. It's a gift, and that can be brought even after she's dead, which machlik is Rav and Shmuel and Kedushin of Yud Gimel Mabez, and Rabbi Yechim Shlakish, where one says if it's specifically if it was designated when she was still alive, because if not, then they wouldn't be able to, whether it's considered shibud de derais or not. But the point of it is that it's a dairin that can be brought even after she's dead. But I lost her mesa, but let's say they brought only her oila and not her chattas, and then she died. Then her inheritors cannot bring her karma chatas, because there's no atonement for those who are dead, which Allah Mesh Mesinai, the chatas that if the owner died, lemisa it goes to death, and therefore they can't bring it after she's dead. Hadnaloch Kent Stumah shall return to the second parak Mesakhan's kingdom, parak Kent Stumah, the unspecified pair of birds, which, as we said, talks about the cases of the first parak, but in regards to when it's in doubt at all, if it had even happened in the first place. We don't even know if this got mixed in, and therefore we keep on diminishing because of the calculations. It might, so you lose that one, but additionally you can't do the correlated one. Again, all the calculations and computations and permutations because of the possibilities of the mixture, like we had from Chayv al-Chayv, from one woman's obligatory pairs to the other woman's obligatory pairs of birds.